Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with University of Iowa Mobile Clinic Columbus Junction Coordinator Victoria Mendoza about National Minority Health Month. This is part one of a two-part interview.
I'm currently an undergraduate student with the university, and I'm a senior.
What is your major?
Yeah, so I'm majoring in neuroscience, and I'm also a pre-med on the pre-medical track.
Describe your role within the mobile clinic.
So in regard to the mobile clinic, what I do is that I volunteer there, and I am also a clinic coordinator. So for the clinics, there are two clinic coordinators. I'm one of them for the Columbus Junction site. And so that's what I do. And then I also volunteer in other clinics as well. And for the most part lately, I've been doing HIV and hepatitis C testing. And I've also been doing a bit of interpreting at my own clinic as well.
How long have you been involved with the mobile clinics?
Yeah, so I started coordinating my Columbus Junction clinic since January of last year. And so I have been working with the mobile clinic for about 2 years already.
Why did you decide to get involved with the mobile clinic, especially as a coordinator?
Just starting out as a volunteer, I was really excited to work with the clinic, hearing about what they do. Just personally, coming from my family, growing up, like, my mom didn't have adequate health insurance, and there are times where she didn't have health insurance either. And so I think it's really important for communities to be able to have access, not only to, like, health care, but having access to quality health care. And so really part of that is, or that's, like, one of the reasons that I got involved with the mobile clinic.
Why does the mobile clinic serve the Columbus Junction area?
Mobile clinic, it's a student-run organization, and we provide screening, prevention, and basic health care to underserved communities in a variety of areas, and one of them is Columbus Junction. That being said, Columbus Junction, it's home to underserved communities, and we provide services to them. And so people from these communities, they face a lot of barriers. They might not have health insurance. Maybe they don't have adequate health insurance for themselves or for people in their families. So we do get some families there as well, apart from just individuals. And so we just provide basic care for them and anyone that might not otherwise get the care that they need. Also, there's like a physician on site, and we have a lot of volunteers in tow to help us out.
How many of those who typically attend the Columbus Junction Mobile Clinic are minorities?
I would say that the majority of people who attend our clinic are minorities. And so, like, some of those people include those from the Latino community in Columbus Junction. There's, like, a large population of Latinos that are living in Columbus Junction, and many of them move to towns in Iowa, like Columbus Junction, for job opportunities. And there's also been, like, a huge influx of Burmese refugees in the Columbus Junction as well. And so a lot of these immigrant populations are drawn to towns like this for, like, job opportunities and basically the hope for a better life. And so also coming with that, though, is that people from these communities might not have, like, the best opportunities in regards to things like education or receiving good health care. So, like, we're there to provide that monthly clinic to help provide basic care for them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with University of Iowa Mobile Clinic Columbus Junction Coordinator Victoria Mendoza about National Minority Health Month. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.